how you guys do everything but get the win last night. Just kind of what's the mood in the room as you kind of prepare for another big and heavy opponent tonight in St. Louis?
I just got here, so I'm not sure yet. No. It's good. You know, like I said before the break, when it wasn't going, we got to stay positive. There's no chance this is going to turn if we, you know, start getting down on ourselves, being negative. We know we need to start getting some points, but we battled our asses off, so we'll get our wins.
Nick, you engaged with one of the NHL's lesser popular players. What was that like last night? What goes through your mind when that happens? But take us through that incident.
Well, I went to hit him. Kind of touched me in the face after. So I got up and you saw the fight. If
you
what?
You dropped the mitts before.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any comments when it's a Brad Marchand just because of his history?
Well, I didn't get to drop my mitts yesterday.
You asked him. I mean, he answered without answering, basically, or how did you view that?
I definitely asked him.
That's what it looked like.
You saw what happened. Go look at it.
I did.
Okay, what do you think?
I think he didn't say yes.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Going back to Mitch's question, is it discouraging though? Like, I mean, how does an athlete get up for a game 24 hours later after putting everything into it last night and it's still coming up short?
We play 82 games a year. You're not going to win every single game. You're not going to lose every single game. For us, this is like playoffs. You lose a game, you want to bounce back right away. And tonight we got to bounce back. So, for us, it's pretty easy. You know, to get ready for the game tonight and. We want to go out, take the 2 points, and play the way we did yesterday.
Is it a plus that the game's right away the next day with how hard you guys played?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had our break. We're ready to go. And it's been the same for everyone. Coming back, you know, and playing games right away. So we're excited for this. We know what we need to do tonight. We got to bounce back, and if we keep playing the way we did yesterday, the result is going to come. Because nobody gave up, nobody backed down from the fight that was going on yesterday. We had our chances, and we played well. So we're not getting down on ourselves.
Obviously, generated a lot of great chances, and Tuukka played great. I mean, what other things can you do tonight against another good goalie?
Get even more shots than that. It's the only way you're gonna score. You know, get some traffic in front of him. He's pretty good, but any goalie you get traffic in front of with a bunch of shots, they're gonna let one or two in. So we gotta keep firing that puck.
How do you view these next stretch of games, Nick, with divisional opponents and just kind of everything that's on the line for this group?
Yeah, they're important for us. They're exciting games. I know it wasn't a divisional game yesterday, but maybe not with as many fights as there were, but this is how I think the rest of this regular season is going to look. And that's pretty exciting. So we're getting ready for the fight. We are ready for the fight. And it's going to be exciting.
Thanks, Nick.